Blog Talk Radio.
WSYL, which stands for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Hashtag WSYL, which stands for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. This is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer on MLL Radio. You can search on iTunes and Major League Lacrosse. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com and you see the icon up there, MLL Radio. And you can listen to the show, any show that we have, from Laxwords to JoJo Wardrummers to anyone's in between. Check this out, man. We have the Michigan Warriors on the horn, and it's going to be an awesome show right now because they are participating and they are challenging and they are competing in the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, which is going to be held in July 2nd, July 3rd, and quite possibly July 4th, depending on the teams that make that championship game. But each game is going to be a tough battle climb for these U13 kids and for these U13 coaches, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, everybody, Laxwords Radio experience from youth to pros and everything in between. And we have, again, like I said, Coach Dave Dixon on the horn. And we're going to have midfielder DJ Dixon and their goalie, Sean Meehan. They're prepping for the biggest and most prestigious youth U13 tourney ever to be held, like I said, at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, right in the Mile High City. And then the championship game was going to be held on ESPN, on the ESPN TV show and Sports Network, you know. And anyways, and the championship game is going to be at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, same place where the Denver Broncos play. But anyways, without further ado, man, let's quit these with these shenanigans, man. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, and I believe we have Coach Dave Dixon on the horn.
Yes, JoJo, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and you know what? It's an honor to have you on the show. And I know World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola, is actually honored to have the Michigan Warriors, your U13 team, doing some battle on the battlefields tonight. So tell me about your team coach. And first of all, tell me a little bit about you. You know, something about Warrior Lacrosse going on, and there's no maybe not so much of a coincidence on why your team is called Warriors and you are from Michigan.
So, yeah, I actually, in addition to the coaching the Michigan Warriors, I'm happy to report that I actually work in the lacrosse business and head up the marketing for Warrior Lacrosse, which is another proud sponsor of the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. So I guess I'm tied into the event in several different ways. But, it's a great, as you know, great sport that's growing. And, boy, the boys could not be more excited to get prepared and get out there and see how they do against teams from across the country.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, speaking of fast and growing and growing and fast, you know, lacrosse is the fastest growing team sport anywhere and everywhere, which is pretty fun and pretty awesome. Coach Dave Dixon, I'm just curious, is there any relation to the recently retired Chesapeake BayHawks player, Kyle Dixon?
No relation. I've seen him play. I wish my game were that good.
that dude was awesome, especially when it came. And speaking of playoffs and Kyle Dix, that guy is one of the top guys when it came to, like, he knew how to turn. He was one of those very few guys in the sports world that knew how to turn it up when it came to playoffs. What are you doing to prep your team on to turn it up? Because, coach, each time you guys are going to be battling on Dick's Sporting Goods Park, you guys are going to be battling to earn that spot on July 4th at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Each team is going to be competing. It's not like just any regular tournament, man. This is the World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola, as, of course, obviously you know. What's the difference between this and any other tourney as far as what you're telling your youngsters?
Well, there's no doubt. It's the level of competition, and JoJo, you're right. This is going to be much tougher competition than our team has ever faced. So, you know, we're excited. We had a couple weeks ago, we played in the Midwest Championship down in Indianapolis, Indiana, and were able to win that for the Midwest. But playing teams from out east and out west, I think we'll see a level of competition we haven't seen before. And I'm excited for our boys to step up their game and take it to a new level and see how they can do against the best players their age that are out there.
Awesome, Coach. And how was the fan base out there in Michigan? And are any of them going to be hitting the Winnebagoes? Or are any of them going to be hitting the airplane to come and travel to watch some of their kids and just all-along fans of the Michigan Warriors?
Yeah, we've got a pretty, you know, certainly the families of the kids are all going out, and we've got a pretty good group that are all looking forward to being at the event, and I know some of us are even going to turn it into a little bit of vacation while we're out there afterwards. So we've got a strong fan base, and, you know, we've actually now to get ready too, we started to bring in some of the past players from the Michigan Warriors to help coach the kids.
Oh.
And For example, this week, today, the boys had Sergio Perkovic, the Notre Dame player, was the
mm-hmm.
Michigan Warriors alumni, who came out and this whole week has been helping coach the boys. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool right there, huh? And how are the kids responding to him and his on-the-field teaching?
You know, I think they're somewhat in awe. It's great when you know, a young guy like that who's obviously was an All-American and had a great season comes back and gives back to the team he used to play on. You know, I think they obviously very much respect him and listen to him. He's proven that he can do it on the field. So it's good for them to hear a different voice than the regular coaches. And again, hopefully we're doing whatever we can to get as prepared as possible.
You know, that's an excellent point you just made, Coach, because, you know, kind of like a parent, for example, when their children or their nephews or nieces and stuff, when they hear their parents say something and they're like, okay, yeah, dad, yeah, mom. But then when they hear the same thing from a friend or even another relative or something like that, they soak it in somewhat, sometimes differently. So that's I'm getting the picture that that's probably even what's happening even with the coach, with your help.
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah, it's been a good change of pace this week to have Sergio there, and we've got one more tournament we're going down to Ohio, to Sandusky, Ohio, this coming weekend, which will be our last kind of tune-up tournament before we head out to Denver in a couple weeks.
Okay, this is very cool, Coach. So speaking of Warrior Lacrosse, one of the main sponsors and you know, Dave Morrow, one of the founders for, along with Jake Steinfeld, Body by Jake and Ray and such, for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Do you got any inside track on any sneak peeks on how the uniforms are going to look for all the kids? Or you just know?
All I can tell you is that I know the kids will be extremely excited. All the gear that we put together, the hoodies and the shirts, and of course, you know, the top teams will get the uniforms for that final game, and we're hopeful that we can be one of those two teams. But
They are awesome. The uniforms, I've seen them, and, you know, without giving anything away, the kids will be excited, not only about those uniforms, but about all the gear. We kind of pulled out all the stops to really make this the premier youth lacrosse event in the country. So kids will be very excited by all the things that they're going to get from Warrior and Brian.
Pretty exciting, man. I actually, myself, I can't wait to see them. I know you guys are going to rep hard for not just for Warrior Lacrosse, but even just for lacrosse in general. And I'm quite sure you guys did a fantastic job on that brand and how they're going to look and everything like that. So me, JoJo Wardrummer, is pretty excited to see this Warrior gear.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we hook you up, JoJo. We want you in some of the Warrior World Series and Youth Lacrosse gear too, so we'll make sure we hook you up there.
Ooh, that would be beautiful, Coach. How am I going to sleep tonight?
You got something to look forward to over the next few weeks now.
There you go, Coach, man, right on. Hey, Coach, I understand that is Dave Dixon and or Sean Meehan able to get on the horn?
Yeah, they're both right here. I got you on speaker. So, my son Dave goes by DJ. So DJ plays attack on our team, and as you mentioned, Sean is our goalie.
Can we get DJ Dixon on the horn?
There he is.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, man. It's pretty cool that you're on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. You are on a simulcast on Major League Lacrosse Radio, in other words, MLL Radio. And it's a pleasure to have you on the radio show and you participating and competing and battling on World Series of Youth Lacrosse, which is coming up right around the corner. How excited are you to be one of the teams, and it's kind of like one of the founding teams on this prestigious event?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity to be one of the first teams to play in this tournament. It'll be a great time, great opportunity.
Very cool, man. And have you been to the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado, yet?
No, I have not.
So expect, and I'm glad some of your dad, Coach Dixon, said that some of the families and the fans of the Michigan Warriors are going to be coming down to even make a little vacation out of it in Denver. It's a beautiful and smart way to go because Denver offers a lot of stuff. You got the beautiful Red Rocks, which, by the way, Red Rocks and the Red Rocks Amphitheater, it's like about at most a 10-minute drive from where I live and everything like that. And you got the beautiful Rocky Mountains, and then you got even everything. You got it's so cool. We don't got a huge lake that you do, you know, like with the Great Lakes and everything up there. But speaking of which, man, do you plan on going fishing on the lacrosse fields? Meaning hooking some defenders up for your bait. And then doing some crisscross dodge moves on him and scoring.
Yeah, I plan to do that. Yeah, I plan to break some ankles over the tournament.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, DJ. Let's hear some more of that.
I don't know. I just want to find a mismatch and break some ankles and go and get some goals over the weekend.
Very fun stuff, man. Very fun stuff. So I heard Sergio from Notre Dame was out there helping your dad, Coach Dixon, prep you guys for this major event. How are you soaking it in?
Mm-hmm. It was really cool to have him come. Obviously, we've been watching him play in the national championship Final Four 2 years in a row. And as you can see, he's got a very, very hard shot and a great offensive player, so we learn a lot from him.
And I have had the pleasure to see him about 3 times live and in person, and the guy rocks it. Now, is your playing any style, your style of playing similar to Sergio's or anyone else that you can think of in the college ranks and even in the pros, Major League Lacrosse?
My swimmer is kind of the same. I don't think I can shoot as far or as hard as he does, but I think I have a little similarity to the MLL player, Rob Pinnell, because he's quick and I like to be shifty and get some of those nice goals.
So to clarify, to all the listeners out there on for It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer and World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola, and for all the Michigan Warriors fans and future fans and the people that don't know you and they're listening to the MLR radio show, to clarify, do you play midfield or attack, or do you sometimes switch and cross over?
I cross over sometimes. I most of the time play attack, but I do play some midfield.
And speaking of Rob Pinnell, your style is similar to his, the way he could take it up, like around 16, 17, 18 feet up above the goal line, and then break the guys down. Like you said, break some ankles, and then crisscross and crossover and everything like that.
Yeah, shifty movement.
Awesome. There we go. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had Team 91 and Joey Spallina for Team 91, and he's been on a Sports Center Top 10. You know, youth player, on Sports Center Top 10. Do you plan on capitalizing on this big giant stage at World Series of Youth Lacrosse, July 2nd, 3rd, and even the 4th, and trying to make some moves, Sports Center Top 10, or at the very least, do a team victory dance at the end?
That'd be awesome. I'd love to be on Top 10. That'd be very cool, and I'd like to get the victory.
right on. How about your goalie? I'm going to get your goalie on. Can we, and I'm going to get you back on again too, man. But can we get your goalie? Can we get your goalie on, Sean Meehan?
Yep, here he is.
Hey.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean. You're on MLL Radio. We're on a World Series of Youth Lacrosse watch right now, and we're watching all the participants and all the competitors that are going to be on World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. And right now, specifically, you're on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. And how excited are you to be coming and competing in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado, July 2nd, 3rd, and possibly the 4th?
I'm going to be very excited. It's a huge honor to go there and just apply. It's going to be really exciting and a fun time.
And speaking of exciting and fun time, is this going to be your first time to Denver, Colorado?
Yes.
So have you heard about the altitude yet? And we're a mile high, meaning 5,282 feet in some spots of the Denver metro area are even higher. Some of them lower, but for the most part, some are even actually higher than a mile high. Is your team prepping for such a thing as far as the stamina and the cardio?
Yeah, we've been running a lot in practice, just get prepared for it. And it's tiring, but you have to get used to it because the altitude out there.
Very smart. That's a very smart thing because there's professional sports teams that come out here. You know, like when the Seattle Seahawks or when the New York Giants or the Texas Texans or, you know, or Jacksonville Jaguars, whatever, when they come to the Mile High City and then they leave, they say there actually is a difference. You start to get used to it little by little, but there is a difference. And there's not too much humidity here, so I'm glad you guys your coaches are prepping you well, so that you guys got some. In other words, you guys got some smart coaches in DJ Dixon and such to get you guys ready for some cardio. You know, there's so much you could do when you're not in a high elevation, but I'm glad they're doing that. Now, what are you doing? What are you mentally and physically prepping to face some top notch U13 players?
So that's kind of prepping the D, trying to get them more on the attackman's hands, stay with them, and then prepping for, fast shots. I mean, you can't be scared of the ball to play goalie, so you got to save it. And it's kind of prepping for that.
You know, you're a goalie, man. You know, me, when I play, I play like in men's leagues. There are a lot of times like there's some college players. There's like even some ex-professional players in it and stuff like that. Even when I'm just playing for fun in the summer league, and I'll play sometimes defense. I'll play sometimes attack, and sometimes I will play the midfield. You know, mid position, not goalie. Goalies, you guys are the league of your own, man. You guys are got to be tough. You guys got to be tough mentally and physically. What made you decide to be a goalie?
Well, like in the third grade, we had a game and no one wanted to play goalie, so I played goalie and I mean, I played pretty well, and I just ended up loving it. Just stayed with it.
Excellent. I like it. So you stepped up. Got kind of like a warrior, and your team's name is Michigan Warriors. What do you think of your coach, DJ Dixon?
He's a great coach, and he's a great friend, too. And he's just kind of humming through ready for Denver, and he's prepping us right, and I feel like we could win there.
This is very, very cool, man. And what do you have any things to say, any fun, combative things to say to your opponents when they face the Michigan Warriors?
Just be ready.
There you go. Three words right there says a lot. Just be ready. In other words, you guys are going to be ready. You guys plan on bringing it big time, huh?
Yeah.
Sean, hey Sean, how? Well, okay, when you're in that 6x6 cage, when you're stepping out, you know, a couple inches, you know, a few inches above that goal line to defend it, so no goals could get past you, or at least you know make it hard to get to you and to get past that goal line. How so are you barking at your defenders? What do you have any special ways to get at your defenders and even your defensive middies to tell them be ready and to prep for because you can see stuff that the defenders not always the defenders can see and stuff. So how well are you at barking at your teammates?
Pretty well. I mean, when they score a goal on something that's like really easy, I get really mad. I just tell my defenders get on their hands, stay with them, and it just kind of makes me mad when they score. But I mean, try to stay with in the game. I tell the defenders keep staying on their hands, stay with your man. Kind of what I say to them, and then I just when they're playing, I kind of let them know where their guys are. Like, coming around X, I'll just yell at my people, your man's coming around X, and then, yeah, just kind of talk to them.
Good. And I have a question for you from a goalie standpoint, okay, because obviously you're an excellent goalie, because this is going to be a big time. Say you're a man down, one man down, and possibly even two men down, okay, whether it's 30 seconds up or 3 minutes or whatever the situation is, okay, you're a man down. What is your preferred defense? Do you do that simple box to one type of thing, or do you like to stretch beyond just the regular cliche of a box and one type and really get after it? You know what I mean? What is your favorite kind of defense?
We run box and one. I like that. Works pretty well most of the time. And we run string.
And what?
And string.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. What's your version of that? Because I have like a few different versions of string. So what is your version?
Well, there's two guys up top, and if we're one man down, mm-hmm. you'll have three deep holes in the crease, and then if that's the guy in the middle, the deep hole in the middle of the crease, he'll run at him, and then the two deep holes will get on their guys on the wings, and then if they move the ball, he'll move back down. So basically, if they move to the middle, their deep hole's running up at him.
Right, and I do prefer that. And I know there's different. I know like if you really think there, you could do even slightly different versions of that, which could really get the offense under wraps, and it can make them fold in a way that they do not want to fold if the defense is ready. So I personally I like that better, much better than just the regular old box and one. Of course, depending on what style of defense you have, like if you got some defenders that know how to use their poles, midi defenders that know how to use their short sticks, and you got some great footwork and some great speed. So much prefer that. You know what I mean? Keep them on their tight string, you know? Kind of like Pinocchio, you know what I mean? There are no strings on me. There are no strings on me. You know what I mean? You can do a lot,
yeah,
man. It's limitless. You know what I'm saying? You can do so much, man. So does can I get Coach back on? And but also,
yeah,
I want to get you back on before we end this segment on Lax Youth Nation. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, and I want everybody to know real quick. I want everybody to know real quick that about something real quick. Check this out. Check out this commercial, buddy. Everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. You got MLL Radio. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, and you could get your tickets for the championship game, the defending champions, the Denver Outlaws. Woo, man, we need another championship. We're going to hold the Steinfeld Trophy back here in Denver. That's what some people are predicting. Some people are not. Everybody's understanding that the New York Lizards are on a tear. But then again, anyone could turn it around. The Charlotte Hounds, the Ohio Machine are on it. I already know that the Kennesaw, Georgia is ready for another championship in 2015. Will the Denver Outlaws, will we get another championship ring? We'll see, man. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. The playoffs are getting closer and closer. And then the championship game is going to get it closer right there in August at Kennesaw, Georgia. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Go there. You can get your tickets right now, everybody. Right now, the tickets are already on sale. So whether your team shows or not, man, you got to go because it's a fantastic event, fantastic fan fest, fantastic vendors. You know, the whole vendor situation and everything like that. Lots of fun. Lots of contests and everything like that before the big dance that later on that night. Lots of cool, crazy stuff, man. But right now we're talking about World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola and one of the main sponsors, Warrior Lacrosse, man. And Warrior Lacrosse, DJ already let us know, not that we're surprised, but he already let us know that the gear and the uniforms are going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see them. Hey, DJ, Coach Dixon.
Yeah, I'm Dave Dixon. DJ is my son.
Yes, yes. No, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Dave, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was calling you DJ. DJ Senior. No.
DJ is for Dave Junior, so there you go.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. So Dave Senior. Yes, man. Okay, so the captains, are the captains probably going to be DJ and Sean, or what do you think?
You know, we haven't picked the captains for that tournament yet. We will in the last week before. So, you know, I'm not quite sure yet which players will be the captains. So that remains to be seen.
Very good, Coach. Very smart. That's very smart because you never know. Every day, that gets each and every one of your players. That means each and every practice, they got to step up, and they got to step up, and they got to help each other step up. Very smart decision on for you to wait for that, man. So, Coach, when do you guys plan on, heading out to Denver? Because obviously the first games are held July 2nd. So when do you guys plan on coming to Denver and getting yourselves ready?
Yeah, I think almost everyone's heading out on the first. I wish we could get there a little sooner to try and get acclimated, as you said, to the altitude. But I think just schedules being what they are, and parents with work and whatnot, I think almost the whole team is getting there on July 1st.
Coach, one of the things you got to prepare for is not just the high altitude, but the lack of humidity. You know, you're from Michigan, so there's some humidity going on over there. The Mile High City doesn't have much humidity, so it's very dry. So the climate is even that part of it is different. So, like, one of the main things is, the higher you go, the more drinks you need, the more hydration, the more water intake you need, and you know what I mean, and electrolytes and stuff like that. So just be prepared for that. Let's, keep the kids in overall health like that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. As Sean Meehan said, we've been trying to run the kids, get them in shape, and I think they are. And, of course, one of the things I'll need to do is make sure I'm rotating the players as much as possible to keep fresh legs out there and be able to finish strong in the fourth quarter. So, and that will be also when they're coming off the field that they hydrate as much as possible.
Very wise, very wise. Everybody, the hashtag is WSYL, which obviously stands for World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Hashtag WSYL. You can find, the Twitter and the Instagram, JojoWar_drummer. Twitter is at MLL Radio. Follow Major League Lacrosse, and their Twitter handle is at MLL_lacrosse. And you can also find Laxorm Radio Experience with EXP instead of the whole word experience. And also World Series of Lax. Everybody find World Series of Youth Lacrosse on Twitter, and that's just World Series of Lax. World Series of Youth Lax. So everybody hit it up, search it, and you guys will find it. Coach, so one more thing before you guys head out and everything like that. How often – I'm sorry, when is your guys' next practice? And are you guys – do you guys tone up for the next game?
So we're practicing tomorrow. We actually – the tournament that we're going to starts on Friday this week. So we're going to practice tomorrow. It'll probably be a lighter practice. And then Friday, we've got just one game Friday down in, as I said, in Sandusky, Ohio. So we'll be leaving Friday morning and then play that afternoon. And then I think we're scheduled for two games Saturday, and then the playoffs of that tournament are on Sunday.
Very cool, man. Very cool. That's going to help prep your team very good. And, obviously to make sure, that of course they compete hard, but also definitely have a lot of fun. Coach, before I let you go, let everybody know on how to get a hold of Michigan Warriors. Like, how do they your Facebook and your Twitter or anything like that, or your website? How does everybody help contribute to you guys and support?
We do have a Facebook, and I don't have it in front of me. I think it's Michigan. I think if you search Michigan Warriors, you'll be able to find it. Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me of what that is. So,
right, that's fine.
But if they search Michigan Warriors, they'll find us online and be able to communicate that way.
And they can also Google search you or Yahoo search you, Safari search you, whatever your favorite search is. Search Michigan Warriors and show them your support, man. Because this is a big but yet fun, competitive competition they got coming on right now, man. The most prestigious and youth lacrosse tournament that there's ever going to be. Coach, any parting words before we get last parting words from DJ and Sean?
I'll hand it over to them. Hang on.
Okay, Coach.
Hey, JoJo.
Hey, is this DJ? Yes, okay. It sounds like you. I don't know if you recognize your voice, man. So DJ, got a JoJo, I, on my radio show, It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Woodruff, I have a hidden JoJo's hidden trick question. And my hidden trick question to you is, does your goalie like to sometimes come out of the cage, kind of like Brett Queener from the Major League Lacrosse and the Florida Launch? Does he like to come out of the cage? And if he does, how do you react to that? And if he doesn't, do you want him to?
He definitely comes out in that. He's probably one of the most aggressive goalies in the 13 lacrosse. He's out there throwing body checks and whacking sticks. That's one of his main tributes.
I could tell. Hey DJ, I could tell that you like that, man, because you like that competitive edge in him, man. Is that fair to say so?
Yeah, I do like that. I like the aggressiveness.
Right on, man. Very, very cool, man. Any last parting words on MLL Radio before you guys talk about World Series Youth Lacrosse when you get off the radio? Any parting words?
I just want to say, watch out for the Warriors. Watch out for the underdog.
Oh, very cool. I like that even more. Yeah. Yeah, watch out for the underdogs. They're very cool because some people may consider you guys some of the underdogs. Right. And obviously you guys are practicing. Obviously, your dad, Coach Dave Dixon, has you guys ready. Can we get Sean Meehan, your goalie, on the horn?
Yep, here he is. Hey, JoJo.
Hi, Sean, man. Okay, Sean Meehan, so I got a question for you, okay? And it goes along with what we just asked DJ, okay? So when you come out of the goal and you get all crazy, I know obviously you know good sportsmanship and everything like that. But when you go out there and you battle and you play hard and you play tough, you get ready. How does your team react to you when you say even cross the midfield line and maybe even try to get an assist or a goal yourself? How do they respond for you? Do they get does the middie stay back right away? Do they already know, like, get out the way, man? Everybody clear the field, man, because Sean's after it.
Well, most of them see me running. They kind of cheer me on. They want me to go down and score, but most of the time I just dump it off to my attackman. And, they're just kind of like, they always want me to go down and score, but can't really do it.
You never know, man. Don't say you can't, man. Don't say you can't really do it because it's possible. Of course, you know, your coach, Dave Dixon, obviously somewhat gives you, at minimum, it seems like, the yellow light on doing so. Otherwise, he wouldn't let you, do that at all. So I congratulate JoJo Wardrower, congratulates Coach Dave Dixon on letting you be creative and going for it, as long as it's within reason. That way you can protect your goal as well. But I'm sure you're a quick guy and you know what you're doing. So it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very excited stuff, man. Very cool. Do you think your team's going to be able to make SportsCenter top 10 or at least compete in doing so and going for that final dance?
Yeah, I think we can make it a championship, and I think we can make it on top 10. I mean, our team, we got good players. They can do crazy stuff, and just kind of watch out because we're coming.
Awesome. Love it, man. Love it. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrower, a World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola and presented by Warrior Lacrosse. Everybody, you can find just search, do internet search, engine search, whatever, for Warrior Lacrosse and go ahead and get your gear, man, and congratulate these kids on the hashtag WSYL. And this is the Michigan Warriors getting the airwaves, getting ready, getting prepped for July 2nd and July 3rd. In the Mile High City, and quite possibly July 4th, man. You guys, Michigan Warriors, I am big time looking forward to you guys, watching you guys in person, and hopefully getting the opportunity to do even a little bit of drumming for you guys during a practice or something like that, man. It would be my honor to do that, man.
Okay, thanks, JoJo. We'd love to have you come and get us fired up.
Awesome, Coach. Done. Done deal, man. Done deal. I will do that. Coach, thank you so much. Everybody, search out for Michigan Warriors because they're coming after it, man. And they're going to come after it smart. They're going to come after it wise. And they're going to come after it fast and tough, man. I hope you guys do well. And like I said, man, I'm looking forward to watching you guys.
Thanks, JoJo. Great. Thanks, JoJo. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it too, Coach, man. Talk to you soon. Anytime you want to come on this radio show, you just let me know, brother.
All right, will do. Take care. Thanks.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
Everybody, share the link. Let everybody know that the Michigan Warriors are on track. Hey, their name is Warriors. They're Warriors. That's all to it. Anybody that's lacrosse field is Warriors. But if you name your team Warriors, you're Warriors, man. These guys are coming down from Michigan. And just like the Great Lakes, they're going to be great on the field because they're being coached well and they're being coached positive. Awesome stuff, man. MLL Radio, Laxworm Radio Experience, from youth to the pros and everything in between. It's a good day for lacrosse, always. This is Lax Youth Nation sounding off, man. Everybody, check it out, man. Body by Jake Steinfeld, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, doing the right things all of the time. Everybody, without further ado, next week we're going to have anywhere between 1 to 4 different teams on my Lax Youth Nation on World Series of Youth Lacrosse. So I'm looking forward to having you listening to that. Hopefully before the last day, hopefully we could get all the coaches on for World Series of Youth Lacrosse, even if it's for like literally just 60 seconds. If each coach could get on for like 60 seconds, everybody, on a day or two before the main event, and everybody could talk about their kids and everything like that for like about 60 seconds and stuff like that. So we could call it a quick shoot-off. Yeah, or something like that. We'll figure it out on the war drum roll. Sounding off, everybody, man. Take care. Talk to you guys next week. It's a good day for lacrosse, always, especially with Michigan Warriors. Awesome.